起我洒着泪滴 But my things have changed Since time's moved on I give her my life's dark Now all she'll do is holler Oh my life has becomeIf a tree fell in the forest, she didn't hear it, would I still be wrong? I guess I should admit it, she ain't ever gonna quit it. It's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass out on.So blue and shiny. God, you ought to see what's happened to her hiney.
Her what?
Her hiney. Man, that thing is big enough to land a small plane on.
Small plane?
I'm telling you.
It's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass out all day long. All day long.
Welcome back.I never get tired of that song, Vogler Vogler.
Never.
You got biscuits running out your mouth and your ears.
I do.
Your host, Ray I, here with the Vogler Vogler, Matty G, and our Peanut. We're having a beautiful Saturday morning. I had a lot of requests for that. I thought we'd start off the new year. Don't you think?
I think so.
She hear what he just said. He said, hope they drop the big one. that song still cracks me up. I got the Midwest Outdoors January issue right here in front of me. Wow.
Big one.
Vogler, you're such a mess.
I am.
Macadamia nut candy this morning, biscuits, homemade biscuits with bacon and venison sausage and cheese, omelet. Life is good.
Life is great. These things are so light and they're just like falling apart. They're so good.
That was really sad the way you were begging for a second biscuit, though, I got to tell you. Eating it while he's on the air. Hey, we just got back from the Ozarks. We did the late season hunt and been conversing a little bit on Facebook, trying to stay off some of that stuff because I always seem to get in trouble. But that's a different animal late season like that, the last of December, getting into January, and it was extremely cold. Myself, Joel Shipman, and Marty was in the camp. I do a little muzzle-loading hunting. Vogler, do you have to wad that up on the air?
No.
Jeez. So when you hunt during the rut is one thing, but when you're hunting late season, it's a whole different thing. Food source, you know, the bucks want to rebuild energy from the rut, and you got to find a food source. But with the extreme cold, these deer weren't moving at what we would call normal activity. So if you went out to hunt late season with your muzzleloader and set up like you would during gun season, November, or bow season, you wouldn't do any good. And one of the things that you'll notice in late season, I'm starting to see some other folks put it on Facebook, is the deer were in big herds, and they were out in the middle of the day because they're saving their energy. When it's cold in the morning, they wasn't moving. We set up in the morning in a place that is very good. Joel's hunted that with me, and I've shot three television, maybe four television show segments out of that blind. No deer. Nothing. Daylight. Just like they didn't exist. Okay? Because they wasn't moving at daylight. They were staying in their beds, conserving energy, and trying to stay warm. And as the temperature came up during the day, they went to a food source together. When we went into our hunting area, Marty kept going in earlier and earlier for the afternoon hunt. At 1:30, there was over 30 deer around the grain area where they're feeding the cattle. And there was just a whole line of tails going across that big pasture. So then when you go in and set in your stand for the evening hunt, they've been feeding all day. They've already went back and laid down. So you wasn't doing good at daylight and wasn't doing good at evening. There was a little bit of movement in the evening, but nothing like you normally see. Couple mornings in a really good place where another stand was an elevated box stand where I shot some television, got several good television shows. There was no deer movement of the morning. I mean, I stayed there till 9:30 and never saw a deer. But if you went back there at noon, the field would be full.
Wow.
I went over to take some pictures on the river that I needed to shoot a couple photographs. And when I went over there, the field across the river had 30 deer in it, including a huge buck. And that was at 1:30 in the afternoon. So you have to alternate your
timing,
your setup, and how you do it, depending on what the deer are doing the time you're hunting them. Don't over-evaluate and overthink this deer hunting. There's too much information, I think, anymore out there from the television shows, the magazine articles, the seminars. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And if you had to carry all the stuff they say you need equipment to hunt deer, you wouldn't be able to walk. I'm not trying to knock the industry. I've been in it for years. But keep it simple and use common sense. And our setups that we use during gun season isn't the same during late season. Adjust your hunting techniques depending on what the deer are doing, just like if you do for turkey hunting. And I find it interesting that I get a guy that sends me this thing, so, well, what do you know? You're a turkey hunter. And he'd been hunting deer for 10 years, and I've been hunting deer over 50 years and on television and ran media hunts with 20 Outdoor Writers Time, and I set all the stands. And yet he's hunted deer 10 years, and I don't know what I'm doing. I don't mean to get in that on that, but just that stuff doesn't matter is all I'm trying to. Don't tell somebody else how to hunt, or they can't hunt, or they don't know what you're doing. Stay out of that. Just go out and enjoy the resource. And I don't care how they hunt, and as long as they're hunting and they buy a permit and they're doing it legal, great. I'm not going to say you should let that buck walk. I'm not going to say you shouldn't hunt that way. I'm just telling you what we did and what worked for me, and whatever you're doing is fine. That's your choice. But, you know, I'm so that we always – I don't want to get back on it, but we always talk about it on Facebook. They post this stuff. I wouldn't have killed that deer. You should have – tell somebody else how to hunt a deer, and because a certain way that you want to hunt a deer, you don't want them to do that. Don't do that stuff. Go out and enjoy it. We had the most important thing to us and our camp was camp. Deer was great. Glad we took some deer. I mean, love that we got some deer because we love eating them, just like this morning and just like the chili we had in camp. You know, that's great. But the best thing was the camp. Hanging out together, cooking meals, having dinner together, going to breakfast or making breakfast in camp, all that stuff. And then after we got the deer, bringing the deer in and field dressing the deer and hanging them and then planning to take them to the process. That's all part of it. And it's all a lot of fun. And going over to Murray Anderson's, to his shop. You know, he fixed up. This guy told last time he was on the show what a job he did working on the guns. But go see Murray Anderson's. We got great friends in camp. So it's more than just shooting the deer. But as a deer hunter, don't over-evaluate, overthink, and believe everything you read and hear, and especially on Facebook, and hunt however you want to hunt. But watch and learn from the deer, not from other hunters.
And you've always told me, talk to the locals.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, that's, you know, the old man's table at the local place is one of the best informations you're ever going to hear.
But really, it's really simple. You're not seeing any deer at daylight on the first run, on the first hunt, and then you go in and you see 30-plus deer running out of an open pasture at noon. What does that tell you? Readjust, baby. Readjust. I told Morty I wanted to climb in that feeder out there in the middle of that pasture and hunt from there, but he said I couldn't do that. I thought it'd be a great set. But anyway, I just want to tell you a little bit about deer because you guys have been conversing with me in Messenger on Facebook, and I told you I'd talk about it this morning and appreciate you listening to the show. And just don't get so ate up with this deer thing and keep telling everybody else how to hunt and what to do and not to do and how you should and what you shouldn't. And just enjoy it. Enjoy the resource and support hunting, conservation in the outdoors, and be a great representative for the outdoors. That's all that's needed. Right, Volker Wagner?
Yeah, family and friends.
Yeah. Where story time's going to be fun. We're going to talk about the old-time radio. Yeah. All right, let's take a break. Right, Matty G? Take us to the other side, baby.
Eyes used to be so blue and shiny. God, you ought to see what's happened to her.
Hiney. Or what?
Hiney. Man, that thing.